método Vaughan. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Sin prisa pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughan Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 911-335832. 911-335832.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 911-335833. Repito, 911-335833.
We're back.
Now, this is not ZZ Top, but this is a bit of what they call a blues shuffle. And our friend Dusty Hill was known for playing in this style, having a groove.
A groove in this style. Harlem shuffle.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's kind of a cool groove, isn't it?
It is a cool groove. I like a bit of blues myself.
Yeah.
I like a bit of blues.
Sure.
It's the origin, I suppose, of most rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chuck Berry would have said that,
yeah,
you know, the blues became rock and roll.
Yeah.
And most people would say because of, if you could pick one person, because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You know, there was a lot of this very southern blues often being performed by African-American artists,
yeah,
in the southern U.S. And then the British, like you have people like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles that discovered it through these records. And because of there was no internet and all this, they sort of grew without knowing how things were developing necessarily that well in America. So I think it kind of grew in the U.K., and then the British bands went back with the British invasion.
The British invasion.
And then a whole new version or a whole new group of people, of young people, discovered this rock, what had become rock and roll, which actually really did start in America. So it started in America, but grew in the UK and then was sort of rediscovered in America.
Yeah.
And then went from there.
The Mississippi Delta.
There you go.
People would say is the home of the blues.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, the home of rock and roll. The home of rock and roll.
Well, Fitz, we have a little section we do where we take a piece of Vaughn material and the folks can join us at home as we have a look at it. We call it On the Same Page.
On the Same Page.
On the Same Page. And you can be on the same page if you have this book. It's called False Friends.
Ooh.
These aren't the friends you want.
No, no.
They're false friends.
You don't want these kind of friends.
Oui, mal. So today's false friend, we're going to have a look at this. And why don't we take a look at the word large? This is on page 76, if you have the book. We have the word large, and then we have the word largo.
Oh, yes.
So this, the English word large would be grande.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas largo is, in English,
long.
Long. Right, long.
A very common surname in County Cork, actually. Long.
Oh, yeah?
John Long.
I know a John Long.
Really?
I know there a John go. Long.
Yeah.
And his brother Martin.
Yeah.
Martin Long. John
I
Long.
I got some cousins, the Longs.
Yeah.
And, of course, short is not so very common in Ireland, but it's there. Yeah.
You could have two people get the long and short. They could get married.
Yeah, long married short. We also have the surnames Curry and Rice in the north of Ireland. Rice and Curry are two pretty, quite common surnames up there.
Yeah. Curry and
Curry
Rice.
Married Rice. A match made in heaven.
There you go.
Yeah.
Long and short. Yeah. Black and white.
Black and white.
So how would you say in English, el muro mide 100 metros de largo?
The wall, you could say, measured 100 meters in length, or the wall was 100 meters long.
100 meters long.
Yeah.
Algunas tiendas se especializan en tallas grandes.
Some shops or stores specialize in large sizes.
In large sizes.
Isn't there? There used to be a chain of men's clothes in the States called Big and Tall.
That's right.
Is it in Canada too?
I don't think we have it in Canada, but I'm aware of it. The Big and Tall
big
shop.
Dudes in the United
you
States.
You get some big dudes.
Yeah.
So you're looking for a, you know, you're a larger gentleman.
Yeah.
And you're looking
a
for
gentleman a gentleman of stature, Tony Soprano used to say. Yeah.
And you're looking for a suit, or you're looking for anything.
Yeah.
You can't go to a normal shop.
Yeah.
If you're that big, you need to go to the what is it called? The Big and Tall store?
Big and Tall, I think.
The Big and Tall
Big
shop
and Tall.
Store.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, we've got a bunch of people participating here on... Kubla is busy. He's busy with us today.
Yes.
He's writing in a lot, and it's great to have him and the others here as we're live on Twitch. Twitch. And, large, grande, largo, long. Mm-hmm. So feel free to join us, folks. If you want to come into the studio with Fitz and I today, we are here. We are live on Vaughn Radio.
Live.
And you can join us on Twitch. That's right. Now, we do have some people writing in other places. Some other people writing in on Twitter. Maybe we should take a look, Dino, at the responses just before we get too far to our Twitter translation. Okay? Because people are writing in. So we had the sentence today, estoy confundido en cuanto a quién es quién. That's tricky, right, Fitz?
It is a bit tricky.
Estoy confundido en cuanto a. Now, people wrote in, Kubla says, I'm confused regarding who is who. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we got John Olago on Twitter. He says, I'm confused about who is who.
Yeah.
All right. Elisa says, great colleague with you today, Kyle. Thank you both. That's Elisa checking in. So thank you, Elisa. And then she says, I get mixed up regarding who is who.
Okay.
Mm. I get mixed up to who is who. Would it be possible whom is who? Well, let's see here. Well, yeah, we say who is who, right? Yeah. I get mixed up about who is who.
The whom, the only time I ever use whom is to whom it may concern.
You know what? I say the same thing because people say, oh, but look, the dictionary says it's subject or object. But the reality is, and I think the reality is more important. The reality is native English speakers don't really use whom very often, except for, like you say, to whom it may concern.
Yeah.
A quien le puede interesar?
Oh, someone's got it. Someone's got it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
To whom it, wait, Kubla said to whom it may concern.
Above that.
I'm confused as to. Oh, right. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hombre.
Perfecto.
Yeah. As to, and I like that. Javi says, I'm puzzled about who is who. You know, that's a good one, too. I'm mixed up about it. I'm confused as to. I like that one. I'm confused about it. I'm mixed up about it. As to is a good expression, right?
It's a nice one. Well done. I mixed up. I can't read it from here.
It was Siguen Eres with a double E.
Well done.
Siguen Eres. Siguen Eres.
Well done.
Yeah.
Nice work. As to.
As to. And Juan Connor. John, I'm looking for John Connor.
John Connor.
I have to cut that out from the YouTube. There's got to be a YouTube clip of. From Terminator 2, where he says, I'm looking for John Connor.
For John Connor. Yeah, I'm looking for John Connor.
And he says, Nivelazo. That's right, Nivelazo.
Yeah, nice work there.
Well, it's great to take advantage of having a teacher and a teacher trainer such as Fitz in studio.
Well, it's good to be here.
Thank you. I'm glad you came. And I'm sure some of our listeners will appreciate you helping me answer some of their questions, because we have a bunch of questions from listeners. Let's get to those now with today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, everybody. By Request. Inglés a la carta. This is that part of the show where you call the shots from home. You're the boss.
All right.
They tell me what to talk about. And we have Olivia who wrote in and said, hi, Kyle, please, could you print out? By the way, if you want to participate, you can reach me on Instagram or on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller. Feel free to write in. Dear Kyle, could you please pronounce the word? Okay. The word warthog. Well, I just did. I say warthog. Do you know that one, Fitz?
Yeah, warthog.
Es una especie de jabalí africano, she says. Did you know that one, Tino? Now, there is a word in Spanish which I did not know. Do you know what we're talking about, Tino? Can you guess?
I just saw it here on Twitch. I'd never know.
Now, Kubla has a different word than Olivia because, John Connor's got it. Facoquero. 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 That's our word of the day, Fitz. Facoquero.
A warthog. So the H is silent, really. Warthog.
No seas un facoquero. Don't be a warthog.
Yeah.
So as
it
Olivia
sounds like something very bad in English.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a type of jabalí africano, according to Olivia. Good. Okay, cool. So there you go. Yeah, so warthog, right?
Yeah.
Sonsales has the next question. He says, hi, Kyle, what does this sentence mean? You haven't been in for ages. Okay. So I walk into a shop. Fitz is working in the shop, and I come in, and it's been, my gosh, years.
Yeah.
5, 6, maybe 7 years, Fitz.
And I think
it says, Kyle.
Yeah.
You haven't
been in it, two ins. You haven't been in ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double preposition right there.
So we have the double in because first to come in, but then in a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
I haven't had Coca-Cola in weeks. I haven't gone to the cinema in months.
And of course, you have in ages.
So you haven't been in ages, como siglos, you say. You haven't been in ages. It means hace mucho que no has entrado aquí. You've it's been a long time since you have come in here, I suppose.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, hopefully that answers your question, Sonsales. Next time we have Andrea Pereira. And she says, hi, Kyle, could you please clarify the difference between odd and probability? I think she means odds.
Ah.
And okay. Really, I would say that they're pretty similar, right? But we use a singular or a plural, right? We say the odds are.
Yeah.
And the probability is.
And in horse racing, they say the odds on favorite.
Ooh.
Means strong odds on.
The odds on favorite.
Yeah. Odds on favorite.
So the other day.
Sorry, meaning you've got to bet. If you have to maybe bet €11 to win 10.
Yeah.
So nobody bets on the favorite. Well, it's the big gamblers maybe.
The favorite to win. But the favorite, but con mucha diferencia.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the other day, the U.S. basketball team lost to France. Now, if you were betting, the U.S. would have been the odds on favorite to win. Right?
Yep.
But then they lost.
Yep.
So you could have made some money betting on France in that. Was it France? Yeah.
It was France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The odds on favorite. So probability, I think, is a more mathematical, it's very similar, but in terms of when it's used, like if you're a mathematics professor, you'd probably be talking about the probability of certain occurrences. The probability is low. The odds are, we use odds with a plural, right?
Yes, the odds are.
So like, what are the odds? We sometimes say slim. What are the odds of?
What are the odds?
What are the odds of getting struck by lightning?
Yep.
What are the, and sometimes it's rhetorical. Something really weird happens. What are the odds?
Yeah, afterwards.
Qué curioso que ha pasado eso.
Yep.
Right, Tino? What are the odds? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Salt and pepper got married. What was the example we had? Not salt and pepper. We had the fictitious marriages we were talking about. Long and short.
Oh, and curry and rice.
John Long got married to, we had two weddings in here. We had Stephanie Curry and Dave Rice.
Yeah.
And then we had Mary Black and John White.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Which could happen.
What are the odds?
These are common English-speaking surnames, Black and White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Es muy improbable que pasa eso, right, Tino? What are the odds? Okay. Anyway, that is, those were the only questions I had today. We had some more, I think on Instagram, I might have to ration those out for tomorrow. We'll save those for tomorrow, folks. So if you have more questions, send them in, and we will build them into tomorrow's program. Now, we have people writing in, or if you have questions, throw them out on here on Twitch for us. We have Giselle, who says, hi to both of you. Thank you so much for your effort on making up examples. Well, that's kind of what we do, right?
Yeah. Interesting word. Eggs, amples. Eggs like huevos.
Eggs, examples. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need to have a more, it's fun having, with COVID, everything's gotten so crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, what a weird time.
It's been weird times, but we should get back to doing more shows with multiple people. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's just so much fun. And I think it's a different dynamic.
The vibe is different.
The vibe is, and I think the vibe is good, right?
Yeah.
Because you're doing shows with guests. By the way, for the folks at home, you know, if you're a regular Vaughn Radio listener, you know Fitz, but I'm sure there are some people who, for scheduling reasons, are morning people or afternoon people. So be sure to listen to Fitz's show every morning,
weekdays
at 9:30 right here on Vaughn Radio.
No excuses.
No excuses. Yeah. And, well, we have to do more collaborations because they're a lot of fun.
Yes, they are.
They're a lot of fun.
And it's good to visit each other's shows.
Yeah, it is.
We like that. Yeah.
It is. Okay, so I'm just going to try to read a couple of comments here because people are writing in on Twitch. How many heartbeats a minute does a shrew have?
What?
We're getting some real Now, that there's an expression for you. To come, I don't know if you use this in Ireland too, to come from left field. To come in from left field.
Yeah, which must be a baseball term, right?
I assume it's a baseball term. It means come, we como al azar. Very random.
Yeah.
How many heartbeats a minute does a shrew? I guess we said, hey, we'll take your questions. And what do you say, Fitz?
There we go.
I mean, I'm not a rodent expert, but
I don't know.
Shrew is like, I don't know how to say that in English. It's like a moose, it's like moose, a type of mouse type.
Moose, no.
You know it?
I
¿Cómo se dice eso, Tino? Es, no, no es un I ratón, am, pero es
there
un...
There we are, musaraña.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no... I
would, muy rara.
Yeah, I would never...
It's like a tiny, tiny mouse.
It's not a daily word for me. Musaraña.
The smallest one... We have them in Ireland, actually. They're called a pygmy shrew. They're, I mean, the size of your thumbnail. They're a tiny, tiny rodent.
All right.
Yeah. So small you can't even see them.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You're on the Golden Goose. Oh, sorry. He gave the answer. Oh, sorry. Olivia is answering his question about, yeah, we didn't even try to guess that. How many times does a heartbeat in a minute? Una musaraña. And Olivia says 1,200 times per minute. That's a bit much, Woof. Don't you think, Fitz?
I wonder how long those guys live.
Although I think the fastest, I mean, what about a... oh, and I do know this word, colibrí. Do you know what a colibrí is?
No.
Colibrí is a hummingbird.
Ah. Which you have in Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
I saw them there.
Correct. Yeah. Hummingbird, and they have a pretty fast heart. Those guys are always very hyperactive.
They never stop moving. No wonder.
I'd like to know the heartbeat per minute of a hummingbird. That's a statistic that...
Might be even higher than a shrew, 1,200?
Could be.
It might even be higher.
Could be.
Hummingbird. Humming.
Hummingbird. Yeah. Let's see. We only have we have enough time. Of course, we have time. Why don't we take a look at some vocabulary? How about that? All right, a little vocabulary for you today. We're going to the cinema, Fitz.
All right.
So you walk in there, and you got to know what to say.
Yeah.
Right. You got to know how to say. Okay, not just the cinema, but also in theater, you have el reparto. Do you know what that is? El reparto.
Like the ticket office?
No, el reparto is like the people that are in the film.
Ah, the cast.
The cast.
Okay.
Yeah. Cast. Uh-huh.
Okay.
¿Y escenario?
Is the, what, the scene, the background?
Yeah, or the set.
The set.
On set. Quiet on the set, right?
Yeah.
Banda sonora.
The soundtrack.
Soundtrack.
The mm-hmm. soundtrack.
Soundtrack. Efectos especiales.
Special effects.
Special effects, yeah. Movies these days rely more and more on them.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
But I think you can overdo it on special effects sometimes, right?
Yeah. You know, the if you took away the special effects and you think, wow, there's nothing left. You know.
You need to have... I mean, I think that, for example, the Star Wars movies. I love the Star Wars movies. The original ones from the late 70s, 80s, great. But then when they came out with the Episode 1 in whatever, around 99 or 2000, did you see it?
I did.
And I think they just got so concerned with having incredible special effects that the story wasn't properly developed.
I saw one and it bored me to tears. It was Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
And the male actor was terrible with a really bad, boring voice. I can't remember his name.
Okay. So it would have been one of the one, two, three, one of the...
Yes, he played Anakin
yeah.
Skywalker. And my God, it was a terrible film.
That would have been.
And when I was, like you said, when I was a kid,
yeah.
I think the first film I saw in the cinema, or the pictures as we used to call them, was The Empire Strikes Back. And of
what
course, I thought it was like, my
film.
God, what a film.
What a film.
Yeah.
It had revolutionary special effects, but they fit.
Yeah.
They complemented the story that was so great.
Yeah, because it was a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great story.
Now, we also have sometimes, and it's, this happens a lot in Spain, you get what they call doblaje.
Ah, the old dubbing.
Dubbing.
Yes.
Dubbing. We say dubbing, dubbing. Dubbing, yes. Overdubbing. Mm-hmm. Doblaje. Yeah. Okay, we have el guion.
Ah, the script.
The script. That's right, the script. Mm-hmm. Now, actriz secundaria.
Supporting actress.
Supporting actress. So we have a, and then the secundaria, and then other than that, the, what else? El principal, what would that be?
What is it, the main? No.
Maybe the lead. Lead, yeah.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
The
yes,
lead
yes,
actor the or lead. Actress.
Yeah.
And then we have supporting actor or actress. Yeah, there you go. There you go. A little bit of cinema English for you today, folks, on the Drive Time Show.
There we go.
There we go. There we have it. And, do we want to do history? Why don't we do it? Let's take a look back. Let's go back to this day. I'm talking about the 29th of July, today in history. Today in history. Today in history. Who's the band, Fitz? Do you know the band?
I don't.
Do you know the band?
No.
Huey Lewis and
the News.
And the News.
I didn't know. I like those guys. I didn't know that song.
Correct. Correct.
The Power of Love.
Yeah. Yeah. Also. And this one was, and this one was in the Back to the Future soundtrack.
Ah, because the Power of Love was in Back to the Future 1?
Yeah. They had three or four songs that appeared. Yeah, they had The Power of Love, Back in Time, and they had another one as well. But also, today, guys, on this day back in 1981, Fernando Alonso was born.
No more radio, the rest of the race.
Exactly. Remember that? Yeah. No more radio. And he was complaining. There was also a track there he was complaining about. You're too close. You are getting very close. All the time you have to leave a space.
You have to leave a space.
That's right. That's Fernando Alonso. And he is now racing with the Alpine team.
That's right.
I had to check that today because he's been around.
He's
Fernando.
Been around, yeah. Yeah, and he had a very bad bicycle accident earlier this year, actually.
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now, we talked earlier about these sports that if you really get into, this is another one, if you really get into it, how many people can get into Formula One racing,
and
right?
And of course, most of them have to come from a wealthy family because it's a very expensive sport. Yeah. Not all of them, but most.
Exactly. Now, he started in karting.
Yeah.
Can you guess